All right, sorry about that. Hold. What is the address that the vehicle is located at?
I'm from out of town. Let me see that side of the street. It's the Azalea Ave. I'm at a Shell station, Azalea Ave in College Hill in Mobile, Alabama.
Sir, what was that address?
Azalea. I'm just trying to see where I'm at. Azalea Road in, it says College Hill, I guess, at a Shell station.
Yeah, I'm going to need the
I'm at the corner of those two.
I'm going to need the actual address because Zilly Road's a long road, and I would assume.
Okay. I'm from out of town. I just got here, and there's a CVS in front of the Shell station. It's Camp Hill. It says Camp Hill Road and Azalea. Right here is the interstation. There's a Crab Shack in front of here.
No, yeah, I understand. I'm using a GPS to map it for them, so I would need to put something
sir.
In. Them to find you. I mean, I'm not from that state or town either. So I mean,
Okay. There's a CVS in front. I'm literally at the gas pump at the Shell station. It says a waterfront little mall, I guess, right here. It says City Trends and stuff like that. But
is it possible to go into the gas station and ask anyone working in there what the address for that place is? I'm still here.
Okay. What is the address here? My car messed up. I'm waiting for roadside. What's the address? I'm trying to get someone to come. 750 Azalea Road.
Okay. All right.
I just need some assistance.
And what's
I'm
the address you
want
to take the vehicle to?
I need to see if they can fix it. I mean, I'm in a hotel. I don't know where to go take it to.
They won't do any on-site like mechanic work. Those are mobile mechanics that you would have to request. We would only tow or tire change or things of that sort.
Well, what am I supposed to do? What's the sense of having a roadside assistant? I mean, I'm sure it's something small. I mean, I don't know what to do. I just pulled in here from out of town. I don't know what to do.
I understand, but the service is just to get you to a location to help your vehicle or to a residence or anything of that sort. On-site work is not really something roadside assistance tow companies really do.
You know, I don't know if it needs battery charge or something. I mean, I don't. I just pulled it. I'm just on my way to the hotel. I stopped to get gas.
I understand. So you want us to go there for a jump start? Keep in mind, you only have one service every 72 hours. So if the jump start doesn't work, you would have to pay for a tow.
I don't understand what's going on here.
Your policy, your contract that you pretty much agreed with your insurance company, they have it so that you only get one service every 72 hours. A jump start and a tow are two separate services. So if you get a jump start and it doesn't work, you'd have to pay for the tow because you used your one service.
Okay, so what if I call again? Did they come and jump start it?
Okay, so if I send somebody to jumpstart it and the jumpstart doesn't work, which means you have to get your vehicle towed because there's nothing else you can do, you'd have to pay for the tow. But if I send someone to tow it, you're going to be covered because that's your one service every 72 hours. You can't do both.
So what did I do about getting my car? I mean, sir, I thought that was a...
Well, about getting your car serviced, you'd have to probably find a repair shop nearby to take it to. That's usually what customers do.
Okay, just pick from somebody. I guess I have to get it towed to the hotel. That's all. I don't know what to do.
I mean, if you want, I mean, if you want to put me on hold while you look for like nearby like repair shops and then choose like an address that you want us to take you to, that's fine too.
I don't know anything. I don't know anything. I'm here alone and I'm stuck. And I'm a friend here. I don't know nothing. I don't know nobody. Nobody don't seem to know me or care.
Is it possible to
I'm
use
just
your
here.
smartphone to use Google to be like nearby repair shops near me or anything of that sort?
It's 9 o'clock at night. I don't. Who's gonna be open at this time of night?
I was just saying, because Google just gives that information sometimes. So, all right, what's the address of the hotel?
I'm going to the fifth. I'm going to the hotel, I guess.
Yeah, but what's the address?
I don't know. It's fair. I don't know. It's the Fair Something Hotel. Like I said, I just got here.
I understand, but I'm not. I've never been in that state a day in my life. I would not be able to know the address just of the hotel, based off of what
I
you
wouldn't.
information you've given me.
It's 9:40 something down the street from here. It's literally down the street from here, from where I'm at. I don't know the address. I just know the hotel name, Fairfield.
I'm gonna see if I could pinpoint using that, but if you use Google, if you look up hotels near me, it might give you the address. Let's see. Yeah, there's a lot of Fairfield Inns in.
Something highway, 940 something highway.
Okay, I need to know the actual name of the address. I can't put something highway into the GPS and it'll find it. I'm sorry.
Well, if I go out of my phone, I'm gonna lose you. And I've been on the phone on hold for an hour and a half. So if I lose you, then I'll be on the phone another hour and a half, and I'm still stuck in a place where I don't know where I'm at.
I understand. Usually when customers call in, they already have the location they're going to, so I
Well,
apologize. You can put me
see,
on
I'm not
hold if you want,
even
if
getting a call. They're stranded. I'm stranded. I don't know where I'm at. I just arrived in this city, in this town, in this state.
I understand, but I'm not in that state at all. There's no way I can use
Okay,
any of the knowledge I have to find the
when
place.
you tell me and come here, I'll be done found out where it's at. Because right now I get on the phone with you and I'm lost and then I
Yeah,
start all over and I've already been sitting here out here.
tow companies won't go to pick anyone up unless they know where they're going before they head out there.
I told you where I'm going. I'm going to the Fairfield Hotel at 940 something highway. Government highway, somewhere around like that.
Okay, that's not specific enough. I can't just put something highway into the GPS.
Okay, can you just send somebody, please? Because
No, I
I'm
cannot. They need to
really
know where they're going before I send them out.
scared. I don't know. That's what I'm trying to tell you, baby. I don't know. I'm lost.
Then I'm sorry, you may have to disconnect the call so you can use Google to find the address as to where you're going to, or put me on hold. There's really nothing much more else I can do.
Man, hold on a minute. Hold on. Let me see. Then hold on. Let me go in here to ask these people. Just hold on. Hello.
Still here.
It's 9:50 West 65th Service Road South.
All right, hold on. That's the Hampton Inn and Suites.
No, it's the Fairfield.
Is it Fairfield? Hold on. Because it's not. Okay, I see that. The 950 West, it's showing it's in Mobile. Is that correct? You're in Mobile?
That's where I'm at.
All right.
Yes, I am.
All right, let me find someone who's able to head out there. One moment.